straight from the mothership. It's Tim and Mike on Area 54.
Area 54. Area 54.
You want to Hello? Area 54. 54.
With our legs on. listening to Tim and Mike, Area 54, Chill Show. Appreciate you guys tuning in. We just played a song by Ratatat, or Rat-At-At. The song's called Mahalo.
What do you think it is?
Ratatat.
Rat-At-At.
Excuse me. Yeah, Ratatat.
Cool, LP4. Cool song, though.
It is a cool song.
A little Hawaiian-themed song.
It's off their album, LP4. They're pretty original guys. Beach House from Baltimore did a song called 10 Mile Stereo. It's off their album, Teen Dream. Great album. Teen Days before that did a song called Gone for Summer. It's off their album, 4 More Years. And Swedish Outfit, the radio department, did Never Follow Suit. It's off their album, Clinging to a Scheme. Midnight Juggernauts have a brand new album out called Crystal Access, and we play a song called Vital Signs. And Laika Lee, new album for her, too. We played a song called I Follow Rivers. That was the Dave Sitek remix. Start to see a lot of people remixing songs off of her new album already.
And the album isn't out until March.
And we're seeing them. We're March seeing the original songs, and she's leaking a lot of stuff right now.
Yeah. Are you going to be curious of the album then? Or
I think by the time it's out, I'm going to be burned out on it.
Really?
Because I'm going to hear all these leaks and all these remixes, and everyone wants to hear it first.
It's a great way to get...
It's the nature of our business, though, isn't it, this electronic music?
Right?
Everybody gets chill wave early, don't we?
Chill wave. It's dream wave, my friend.
Is it dream wave?
What you classify Teen Days as? Or Beach House, for that matter?
I'd call them Swedish, except that they're actually from Baltimore.
But Teen Days is from Vancouver, as you call it.
I would call them Swedish.
But Swedish too?
But they're Cougarites.
Canadian Swedes, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's just not box any of this stuff in here, right? It's just no. We don't have to categorize
let's
it.
Just let it go free.
I just think it's just funny when free. They come up with all these new categories and new genres for this music. It's a good thing people don't have record stores anymore. Can you imagine now? We're like, where's the chill wave? Oh, it's over next to the dream wave.
Oh, is that right next to tropical? No, tropical's dead, dummy.
Yeah.
You know, of course, you have a record store, you have to have an attitude, too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I always think, like, record stores would have done really well if they were in a coffee shop or coffee shop restaurants.
Right.
Would have worked really well.
It would have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't happen, did it?
No, never. That's a mistake they made. It wasn't MP3s. It wasn't BitTorrents. It was the fact that they didn't sell coffee.
I blame restaurants.
In record stores. That's it. You blame what?
I blame restaurants. They didn't sell CDs.
Restaurants didn't sell CDs?
Yeah. This would be good in the restaurants too.
Oh, it's like you want to have a cup of coffee and walk around and shop for records. It's, never mind.
Okay, I'm going to never mind on this one.
I just came up with a new business model for you, Tim.
I'm not going to take it. Sell it to somebody else. Sell your snake oil to somewhere else, Mike.
I've got a great idea.
I'm going to go back in the BitTorrent sites.
You better not, Tim. No, all right, listen, we're out of here, you guys. We'll be back again tomorrow night, midnight, right here on 94.7 FM.
Good night, everybody.
See you. Bye.